people, prepare yourselves today. This hymn, which is inspired by Luke chapter 3, has the echo of John the Baptist quoting the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. So, arise, O Christian people. Wake up from your gloom. Make ready for the upcoming wonderful day. The promised Messiah is on his way. For nearly 400 years, the children of Abraham have not heard from God through the word of a prophet. And now this voice of one calling in the wilderness is calling us to attention. The great day of salvation is coming upon us. Prepare to greet the Savior who takes your sins away. What a great, glorious day this is. The Savior who comes to take all of your sins away is coming to greet you. There's no anger here. The Savior is coming down from his almighty throne to ransom his people. He comes in peace to save us. He's the father from the prodigal son parable. He doesn't wait at the front door of the house when he sees his dark, sin-drenched son appear. Rather, he's the one that runs out from his clean house and races to hug his stinking, smelling son and welcomes him home and gives the most glorious feast. Indeed, the Christmas season from December 25 through Epiphany is a time of a great feast. The 12 days of Christmas are full of great joy. We pause during this time of Advent to reflect on why we get to greet a Savior. To have a Savior is to need to be saved. We have fallen short of the glory of God, and our wages for our sinful acts is death. When we check ourselves against the Ten Commandments and honestly assess our situation, we recognize that even the so-called best amongst us have nothing but filthy rags to offer our Heavenly Father. We make idols out of the littlest of things, counting our wealth, our house, our home, incomes, iPhones, Androids, Blackberries, personal health, sports classes, dance recitals, traveling soccer, softball, and volleyball leagues, all of these ahead of God. Instead of appreciating these as the good first article gifts that they are, from the Creator to the creation, we often flip-flop the importance. It's good to listen again to Dr. Luther's explanation of the first article of the Creed, which we know the first article to be, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. To the confirmation class, what does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Dear fellow redeemed, this is only an exploration of the first commandment. We clearly need a Savior even here and now. Enjoy the good gifts given to you by the Father. But remember that he is the one that daily sustains you. Don't go out and about making new idols and so-called gods in your life. To us, by grace alone, the truth and light were given. The promised Lord from heaven to all the world is shown. The second half of the first stanza of this hymn gives us pure gospel hope of the coming Savior. He takes our sin away by pure grace alone. He makes the crooked places straight and shines into the deep darkness of the night. Emmanuel, that is, God with us, the long-promised Savior from the time of Adam and Eve, through the family of Abraham and David, and through the Annunciation to the Virgin Mary. The Christ, the babe of Bethlehem, Jesus, will be made manifest to the whole world on that glorious Christmas morn. We mark that day when he arrives. During this Advent season, we stop from the busyness of our lives and contemplate what it actually means to have God become man, growing inside the womb of the Virgin Mary, was Almighty God and true man at the same time. On that Christmas night, we will hear with the shepherds these great words of comfort from the angels, the messengers of God. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.